Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we're coming to you from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And folks, today you're more connected than ever. Whether it's your friends or your family or your life, Renaissance understands how you bank, offering the mobile banking services you need. Renaissance also knows that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers, and that's why Renaissance has more than 190 convenient locations, we're in one of them, throughout the South ready to serve you. For more information, go to renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Faye Sykes. Faye is the CEO of Social Security Benefit Planners. Faye, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. Something tells me, I'm just going to guess, you do something around Social Security, right?
Ding, correct.
Ding, ding. John got it. Okay, cool. Social Security Benefit Planners. Tell us about your practice and what you do for folks.
Well, yes. What we are is a flat fee Social Security retirement income planning firm. We actually work nationally and internationally with like expats and folks throughout the U.S.
Cool. Now, I'm really curious about this because this has got to be anytime you're working with government, it's tedious, right? I mean, and so you're doing some great work for folks that's got to get done. But how did you get interested in this?
Well, you know what? I've also got a financial planning firm. And about 9 years ago, I had a woman that was referred in to me who was widowed. And her husband, you know, they'd been married over like 30 years. He had taken Social Security early at age 62, which in their case was a 25% permanent reduction. And then he also took his pension only on his own life. And then he died 8 months later. So financially, she went from about $6,700 a month down to $1,670 a month. And she was like, I can't live on this. Well, basically, once we got into it, all those decisions needed to be made on the front end. And with the decision made, he's passed on. You know, it was just a very sad situation. She ended up having to sell her house and move into her daughter's basement, which was nobody's dream.
Right.
And from there, I just started digging in because when I get mad, I learn.
You got a head of steam about this one, huh?
I did, you know, because it's like every firm that I've worked for in the past, they basically were more like, oh, well, just think of Social Security as being an afterthought. They didn't teach us really anything on it. And it's been a 9-year journey, and I'm really one of the top national experts on this, you know, subject matter. So think of me as just like a CPA, you know. CPA tax codes a couple inches. So is Social Security. There's almost 2,800 regulations. I've memorized most of them, not all of them, but most. So think of me, I'm just like a CPA.
Well, and that's kind of where I was going with the question about the tedious part of this, because I think people look at their financial advisor, they look at their CPA, and they think this person knows Social Security, right? I mean, they're a financial expert, but that's not necessarily the case, to be charitable, maybe. I mean, we love them, and they may do a good job on certain aspects of folks' financial planning, tax planning, what have you, but this is a field all to itself.
It really is, and just to kind of give you a little update, I'm training over 100,000 CPAs this year and probably around 40,000 other financial advisors. So we're actually rolling out an advisor program where advisors can get designated, learn how I integrate it. And we're going to help them in places from Michigan, Indiana, Dallas to integrate the Social Security planning into their practices. So I want to help my own folks, but as many other people as we can.
That's wonderful. Now, and that's what we need to get out there for folks that are listening. If you're a financial advisor, if you're a CPA and you need help with this,
you
you got it covered.
We got you. And for the general public that just want help, then we can come in and do that flat fee planning, which the basic plan is like $500 mm-hmm. and the advanced is $1,500. And the advanced is more like, let's say you're a Coca-Cola employee and you worked overseas or you plan on retiring overseas, and folks that earned a pension where they did not pay into Social Security, which is about half the teachers in the U.S., firefighters, policemen, and some government type folks.
And that's the advanced plan. Okay. Gotcha.
But 80 to 90% of people will be fine at the $500 level.
Mm-hmm. Now, when do I need to do my own planning? Let's say, when do I need to worry about this? What age and stage in life do I need to engage with you?
That's a great question. Typically, the people that engage us are between 55 and 65, you know, but think about it's like, hey, retirement's on the radar. It's coming up. We can really go through and put sort of what were you thinking and what's a real maximized plan. Just to give you an example, we had a couple about 3 weeks ago, and the way that they originally were planning on doing Social Security would have put them at a joint amount of about $52,000 a year at age 70. With proper planning, we're getting them $78,000 at the same exact age.
Wow.
So it's very impactful.
Now, how does that work? I mean, how are you able to do that?
So there's two things. So Social Security is, one is how much did you pay in over your working years? So of course, right now it's about $138,000 maxes it out. But if you think about somebody like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, they make $100 million in a year, but they're only paying Social Security in for that $138,000 and some change. But if you're somebody that made 20 or 30 grand, obviously the amount of FICA, that little special tax on your pay stub that everybody's like, what the heck is that?
Right.
But, you know, how much did you pay in and at what age do you take it? So for folks taking it, and over 50% of Americans take it at age 62, not realizing what they're really giving up. And then full retirement age is 65, 66, and 67, depending on your birth year. And between your full retirement age and age 70, there's an 8% increase. So deferring, if you've got good longevity, good health, good genes in your family, delay, delay, delay.
So that's the basic strategy, then, delay if you can do that, because you'll get more at the end of the day. And this is a lifetime benefit at whatever level.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, and the thing is that, you know, there's an average 2.5% cost of living increase. Well, we all know, you know, if you take a smaller number, it takes a lot longer to get to the same, you know, with those increases. So having a bigger number, so it's like taking, you know, a lot of people do is take a $100,000 a year job for easy, you know, math, and think of it saying, hey, I'm just going to settle for $75,000 the rest of my life.
Hmm.
Where if they delay, they might be getting $125,000 or $130,000. And those raises, that 75 versus the 125, and you get this 2.5% increase, you got good longevity 15, 20 years out, it's a sizable difference.
Sure, absolutely. And we all know that the cost of living is going up more than 2.5%.
So, it sure is.
So every penny you can squeeze out is a good thing. We're speaking with Faye Sykes, and she's the CEO of Social Security Benefit Planners. Now, are you limited to the Atlanta area?
Nope. We literally work with clients in all the states, and then currently we're working with a couple in France, Austria, Australia. We've had clients in Indonesia, South Africa, Mexico. So we're very wide open. So
you're global.
We're international.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's good, because we are too. This show goes all over the place. So that's good. Good stuff. So you've given us some fairly compelling examples and some sobering examples. Do you have any other success stories you'd like to share?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's about 2.5-3 million grandparents that are full-time caregivers. And sadly, because of the opiate crisis and a lot of millennials that haven't basically made it,
sure,
a lot of grandparents have become all of a sudden parents again.
Yeah.
And so about 6-7 years ago, I was referred a gentleman, and his opening line on the phone was, so should I get divorced or should I put my grandkids in foster care? And I was like, okay, what's going on? His daughter committed suicide. Mm. The father of the grandkids was an opiate, you know, drug addict. And he was like around 64 and had just remarried to a 62-year-old who said, hey, I didn't sign up to raise a 5, 7, and 9-year-old grandkids. And mom's benefit that passed away for three kids, it's 180% of her full retirement age benefit, which was about $297 a month, less than $4,000 a year.
Wow.
So he's like, I didn't budget for this. Mm-hmm. You know, he was kind of in retirement. So there's a little known, and there's, again, almost 2,800 regulations. Well, there's a provision in there. I had him adopt the three grandkids, so they now fall under his Social Security to the tune of over $44,000 a year. And I was like, do this, hire a full-time nanny for $30,000.
Okay, now let's stop right there. $44,000 that you got in benefits for him because of some advice you gave him. Formally, he was getting $4,000 a year.
Under $4,000 a year.
Under $4,000 a year. Wow.
And he called me 2 years later, and he was like, you know what? He's like, you saved my family. And, you know, it's at, like,
yeah,
a little bit, maybe some tear, but he's like, sure. it was just this relief, but it's going to be over $550,000 worth of benefits.
Well, I can tell, and this is, I love folks like you, Faye, because I can tell this is a passion for you. So you've got a tender heart for folks, and you also get mad at when that's appropriate, too.
So you that's betcha.
So that's good, too. Wow, that's a great story. Now, so how does it work? I need to get planning. Me and my wife need to get planning. Someone needs to call you up. How does the process work? What do they need to do?
So basically, we direct people to our website, which is Social Security BP, short for benefitplanners.com. On there, people can go ahead and purchase a plan online. And from there, a questionnaire is emailed to them so that them and their spouse can fill it out, or if they're single. From there, you know, once we get it emailed in, one of our team members will go through. We'll, of course, let them know, like, hey, we've received it. We'll follow up with any, you know, ancillary questions that we might need, just because there is so many different details out there. And one of the things that they need to do ahead of time is to go to ssa.gov, which is Social Security Administration website, to download their Social Security statements. And in the cases of a pension where they did not pay into Social Security, which, like, the city of Atlanta employees do not pay in.
Right.
There's certain teachers, certain counties here in Atlanta pay in and don't pay in. But anyway, we need the pension information, because mm-hmm. Then we have to go in and actually hand calculate all of that from right. scratch, which is why we charge the higher fee for certain things.
Sure. Sure. That makes sense. There's a lot more work involved with that. And so you go through all this, and then what's the report that comes back? What does that look like?
So the report is like a full overview of kind of like, hey, here's A, B, and C. But then we also put a cover letter together with our actual, you know, what we're recommending, sort of why, you know, Medicare, I am Medicare licensed. We've got a full-time team member that does that. But we just have to remind, because there's certain things where if you apply for Social Security at the age of 62, at 65, they automatically enroll you for Social Security. But for a lot of people that were having delayed at maybe 67 or 70, they have to actually enroll. And if you don't, then there's huge penalties.
You mean in Medicare?
In Medicare. Okay. So, yeah. So we just put reminders in there, because right. if they're going to do one of our alternative things, then they might, you know, just be reminded that there might be some extra steps that they have to follow.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was curious about how that plays into Social Security and Medicare play together. How does that work?
So Social Security is a retirement, a life insurance, and a disability insurance policy that you and your employer pay in through your entire working. Medicare is also paid in through, you know, you and your employer. So Medicare is a 65 plus health insurance. You've got 3 months before your birthday, the month of, and 3 months after. So they give you a 7 month window. And if you fail to sign up, there's permanent lifetime penalties. Sometimes you can apply to have them reduced, but in a lot of cases, people haven't been very lucky. But Part A is for the original Medicare. Part A is the hospital, which is free as long as people have vested in with the 10 years of at least 4 credits per year, which right now it's a little under $6,000 for the year. So it's not, the bar is pretty low. If in a person has a employer plan, and it's got to be over 20 employees. So if you work for John's Plumbing with 9 employees, that does not count for Medicare. So, but if you work at like Coca-Cola or Lockheed Martin, that's a whole different ball of wax. So Part B does have a cost associated, and then you've got to pick your drug plan. Gotcha. And it is income based. So if you make a high income, you're going to pay, you might pay over $400 per person, but most people are going to be paying about $138.
Gotcha. Gotcha. We're speaking with Faye Sykes, and she's the CEO of Social Security Benefit Planners. Now, if I'm a financial advisor, I'm a CPA, what can I expect to learn from what, from your continuing ed or the training that you do?
Well, we're actually rolling out a website, which will hopefully be out here in the next 3 to 6 weeks. On that, it's really going to be a marketing. So they're going to be able to buy our PowerPoints, our social media, our content. I'm looking at having the brainstorm phase of having an expo in Atlanta specifically for advisors and CPAs where they can, I'll do trainings on how I integrate it into my financial planning. I'm asking the designation people to come down from Ohio. So for one fee, you can get trained by somebody that's been doing it for a long time, get the designation.
And what is the designation?
It's a NSSA, mm-hmm. National Social Security Advisor.
Ah, okay.
And also looking at bringing in the top 5 or 6 software companies so that they can do demos and things of that nature. So, you know, I've got a lot of companies and huge companies that we've all heard of that want me to come in and train their 10 or 12,000, you know, 1,000 advisors.
Sure.
On basics and all of that.
Sure. I would imagine that you're would be a great asset for a larger company that wants to help their employees, right? So do you do some of that work as well?
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll come in and, I haven't talked a lot of case studies yet so far, but I try to make it real fun. We go over the basics, but we really try to make it interesting and give people a lot of real life examples on how this might apply. I think it's also really important to note, so, you know, I've had people tell me like, well, I'm just going to call Social Security and get the answer.
Well, good luck.
I was like, you know, and having a group of, I had 650 CPAs in a room a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, well, would you call the IRS to get tax advice? And they all like started laughing and they're like, no way. So at Social Security, the phone people get 3 weeks of training and the in-office people get 3 months of training. So unless you've got a veteran that might have been there 15, 20 years that's been through, you know, and it took me like years, like 6, 7 years of actively reading, learning, hundreds of calls. I can show you on my cell phone. Social Security is one of my speed dials.
Right. I'll bet. Yeah. And that's assuming you can get them on the phone, right? I mean,
it's at least an hour.
Right. And of course, as you say, that assumes you can get someone there who's got some experience and is willing to help you and willing to be on your side of the table.
That's very true. Well, and as a government entity, the employees are told that they can answer questions, but they cannot give advice. We give advice. And so, I'll give a little example. So I have a couple where they were very frustrated. So he was widowed after like 30-something years. She had never been married. And he's widowed. They both get married, and they're both over the age of 60. So there's a weird provision in Social Security. If you are widowed and remarry after the age of 60, you can still pull your widower benefits, even though you're remarried. So he reads this online, and he calls up Social Security, and they're like, nope, you are not eligible. They make an appointment, go down to Social Security, and they're like, nope, you are not eligible. She hears about me. They hire me. And I'm like, not only are you eligible for widower benefits, but because there's the laws changed on January 1st, 2016, I'm like, you guys are both grandfathered in under the old laws. So not only can he do the widower benefits, we can get her a half spousal benefit. And then we're delaying both of their own personal Social Security to age 70. So they're going to go from in the 50s to mid 70s, but they're also getting about 120, 130,000 of extra benefits between 62 and age 70.
Wow.
With a $20,000, $30,000 a year increase annually. We'll just say they were slightly happy, but slightly.
Yeah, for sure. Faith to the rescue, they were happy. Yeah.
So anyway, we give them the whole report that what we give folks. And I said, well, go set an appointment. And if they tell you no, ask for a supervisor. Guess what happens? No, you're not eligible. They bring a supervisor in, and I'm raising my hand right now. Guess who was right? Me.
And of course,
you know, for the advisors and CPAs, they ended up referring me to 18 of their other friends that were at the same age, you know, looking at Social Security. And those were the people that actually propelled me to go, ah, this is a business opportunity and I need to set it up as his own entity.
Sure, sure. But if I'm a financial advisor, CPA, I'm not able to come to your expo. I'm not able to go through this certification, or maybe I just look at it and say, I don't have the time myself to become the expert. I'd rather hire the expert. That's what you offer.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we've got some advisors that will set up kind of like a code that they can give their clients.
Yep.
And that helps, you know, mark them down as Joe Brown advisor. So then we'll keep the advisor and the client in the loop. So when we send a report, we'll give it also to that advisor so that they can go ahead and integrate it into the financial plan, reviewing the different, you know, options.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Faith Sykes, she's the CEO and rescuer extraordinaire at Social Security Benefit Planners. So how long have you had your business, and how has it gone for you? I mean, I've got to imagine that given the baby boomer generation, the aging society that we have, a lot of folks coming up on Social Security, your business has got to be really busy.
Yeah, we get about 3 to 5 minimum calls, like brand new calls. I do have a phone service, you know, for because we have an 800 number for our company that fields out, but I guess we rank really high on Google. So we do get a lot of calls about like, oh, Social Security called and said that my number was compromised or whatever. And those are fraud calls. So
of course,
people got to be really careful. So yeah, if you get a call from the IRS or Social Security, it's not the real people. Hang up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually good to know. I did not realize that. I knew the IRS did not call you, but Social Security does not call you either.
As a government entity, they are going to physically mail you. They will not email you. They will not call you.
Gotcha.
Now, if you're in the middle of if you've had prior correspondence, that might change, but they're never going to call you out of the blue.
Right. Cool. Faye, this has been fantastic, and I know this has been helpful to folks out there. But for those that would like to be in touch, would like more information from you, tell them how they can do that.
Well, perfect. Well, Social Security Benefit Planners, we're based in Atlanta, Georgia. Our phone number, our toll-free number is 877-270-7727. And you can email us at info@socialsecuritybp.com. You know, if you want to get more information, and our website is www.socialsecuritybp.com. You know, if you want information on as an advisor CPA, let us know. And then if you want to have a quick call on the flat fee planning, we would love to assist.
That sounds great. Faye Sykes, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's our pleasure. Folks, if you need help curing the headaches of administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, presentations, maybe planning a workshop, go engage a smart and reliable Office Angel. They've got the answers. They're not a temp agency or replacement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as needed basis. Your terms, your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. Find out more at officeangels.us or call Chief Executive Angel S.E. Escobedo at 770-442-9246. And just a reminder that you can listen to this show and all our shows on northfultonbusinessradio.com. Though we've got an extensive archive there of about 100 and going up on 170 shows, about over 400 guests of all shapes, sizes, disciplines, industries. We've had quite a few great guests over the years, and we're also on your favorite podcast app. I can almost guarantee it because we're on so many. So if, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Overcast, check us out there. Just search for North Fulton Business Radio, and you can find us there as well. And please subscribe and listen in. And if you like the work we're doing, support us by giving us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate that. And it helps us get the word out from great folks like Faye, get the message out that they are trying to give folks. So for my guest, Faye Sykes, I'm John Ray. Join us next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Today, you're connected more than ever. Your friends, your family, your life. And banking is what you do on your time, anywhere you like. Renaissance understands how you bank, offering mobile banking services you need. At Renaissance, we also understand that sometimes you need to speak to real people with real answers. That's why Renaissance has more than 170 convenient locations throughout the South ready to serve you. Renaissance Bank, understanding you. Member FDIC.